This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex right now. Of course, Alex will return tonight. We are going to be doing live coverage of the Alabama Senate race, Roy Moore versus Doug Jones. Alex Jones will be hosting that tonight, kicking off around 6 o'clock, Infowars.com/show. Before I take your calls on the other side of this segment, I want to get to this clip of a former federal prosecutor, Andy McCarthy, sounding off on the Mueller investigation, but I wanted to point something out real quick before I got to that. Now, this whole Russian probe, Russian collusion narrative, whatever, you know, all the different things, there's been so many slip-ups and cracks and anomalies and double standards along the way as they continue to build up their pile of caca that they're calling Trump-Russia collusion. They keep building this fake pile of caca up here, claiming that they have this dirt when we see behind the curtain and we know what the real dirt is here with Uranium One and all that. But there was something really basic about this entire thing that I realized the other day. So think about the roots of the Trump-Russia probe and what really spurred the whole thing, and then that they tried to use the dossier to get the precedent for spying on Trump. But let's go back, actually, a ripple before that. Let's go back to the original drop in the pond. They say that Trump was colluding with Russia to get emails to WikiLeaks and using Russia to hack into the DNC and then release those emails to WikiLeaks. But now, wait a second. Let's say that's true. Let's actually go with the notion for a second that that's true and that Trump colluded with Russia and that Russia hacked the DNC and then gave those emails to WikiLeaks. Let's go ahead and for a second here say that notion is accurate. Well, then what would be the next step to take? The FBI would investigate the DNC servers. But wait, the DNC to this day has not handed the servers over. And so how is it that they're going to go after anyone in this Russian collusion probe for obstruction of justice, but ignore the DNC that won't give over the emails, won't give over the data to the FBI for the investigation? There's your obstruction of justice. It starts at the very beginning of the Russian probe. So they go off of intel they don't have, off of data they won't give us, off of evidence they can't prove exists. They do an entire Russian probe on it, arrest other people for obstruction and lying, even though at the very root of this investigation, the DNC server has not been given over to the FBI. Why is that? Because the entire thing is fake. So it's time now again to call on the DNC to give over their email servers to the FBI to be investigated. But they won't do it because they know it's a lie. Now, here is former federal prosecutor Andy McCarthy talking about the Mueller investigation.
General point about Mueller's poor judgment in larding this ridiculously inflated 17-lawyer team with Democratic donors and activists.
Yeah, they all hate Trump. Don't even
not only
campaign.
A big problem for the integrity of the investigation. I think we're ultimately going to find that the real collusion story of the 2016 election was the way that the Obama administration put the law enforcement and intelligence arms of the administration in the service of the Clinton campaign.
And we just found
out
who it was.
A lot of these Mueller lawyers come from the top levels of the Obama Justice Department.
Yeah, and that's why Peter Strzok, gone. That's why Bruce Orr, gone. That's why we just discovered that Bruce Orr's wife was working for Fusion GPS. That's why we found that Bruce Orr was meeting with Glenn Simpson of Fusion GPS, meeting with Christopher Steele, and meeting with Barack Obama. There's your collusion, and Andy McCarthy just said it on Fox News. Oh, my gosh. Will the people wake up? We've been telling you this for a year.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
And Trump's going the distance, no matter how much they try to lie and smear him. He's going the distance, I think, a full 8 years. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex. But Alex will be back tonight at 6 p.m. covering the Alabama Senate race right here live at InfoWars.com/show. I'm expecting a big victory for Roy Moore tonight. Doug Jones, honestly, is just a weak candidate, and I don't think he does himself any favors. So we'll be giving you live coverage of that tonight at InfoWars.com/show with Alex Jones. Now, let's get out to the phone lines. We've got a lot of callers waiting to get on here. Let's start with Rich calling in from New Jersey. Go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, Owen, how you doing?
Hey, Rich, what's on your mind?
Okay. What's on my mind is the start of this, which is the indoctrination that happens in the colleges, right? What happens on our tax dollar? You know, like the SUNY and the city universities and state universities in New York get funded by the state and city.
Well, how about the fact that you've got this new things in basically schools now are forcing people to learn about Islam. At the same time, they're telling you you can't say God in the Pledge of Allegiance and you can't have 10 commandments on school property. I mean, what is that?
It's completely insane. It's completely insane. And the worst part about it is that we're paying for it. Imagine if you were paying for a kid to go to Yale and you were learning, and you learned what they're learning, the indoctrination that they're going through on your dime. That would make me insane. That'd make me insane. And Chuck Schumer is directly responsible for the two terror attacks that happened here through his
policy. Oh yeah. Trump says he wants to end chain migration. The guy who tried to pull the bomb in New York City yesterday, how did he get here? Chain migration.
Exactly.
And then he can bring all of his family here too.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy, man. I don't think I want to say that. I appreciate you're a brave guy, bro, and you go out and you do what a lot of people wouldn't do. And I really appreciate that fact. And if you never need security, 30 years of martial arts, I'd be glad to go there with you.
Well, thank you, Rich. And we're all in this together. And I'm just brave because the InfoWars, honestly, the encouragement and support I get from the audience is amazing. And I just love the staff and crew here. And I just want to make Alex proud. I want to make the Info Warriors proud, and we really want to change the world here. That's no joke. We don't claim to be perfect, but we really are trying to make a difference here. Let's go to Sammy, who's also calling in from New Jersey. Go ahead, Sammy.
Hi, it's Amy from New Jersey. Hi, Owen.
Okay, Amy, thank you for calling.
I was trying to get in. I have a few things to say. Firstly, I was trying to call you last week and talk about this Jerusalem thing. There's a saying. I just want to start with that, and then I'll go into other things. If Israel puts down its, if Palestinian puts down its arms, there will be peace. If Israel puts down its arms, there will be no Israel. So I want to tell you, tonight is Hanukkah, and every Trump-hating fellow Jew, I'm a Jew for Trump, so every fellow Jew that's a Trump-hating liberal Jew better take their heads and pull them out of their rectums right now, because you were talking about there's a war on Christmas. Guess what? The next war is on Hanukkah and the Jews, because they're going after the Christians, and there will be the Jews next. And that schmucky Schumer better stop it. He is an enemy. He's a capo, like in the Count Auschwitz to me. I view him as a capo leading us to slaughter. He's disgusting. People, you Jews, my fellow Jews, wake your behinds up. I am sick of the liberal crap that's coming out of
here. Well, yeah, it's ridiculous. They report on all of this violence in the Middle East that happens after Trump makes his speech about Jerusalem. But it's funny because they never reported on that before. You know that was going on before, right? That's not new. Like, they've been bombing and fighting each other for years now. So why do they report on it after Trump makes that statement? Oh, yeah, because they want to blame him.
Listen, I want to tell you something. My husband, he's on Facebook. He thank God he woke me up to what's going on, because his grandfather was in Buchenwald. And thank God, because his grandfather would have told us today that he sees the same stuff going on. And the other thing is, on Facebook, he has a friend that's a Rutgers Jewish professor who they call Trump Hitler. Jewish people calling our president Hitler. That is...
And you know what's funny? If these crazy liberals had their way, I think they would actually be jailing white people.
Absolutely. So I just want everybody, please wake up. They're coming for everybody next. If you don't put your foot down, and you know, I want a Hanukkah miracle, you know, for everybody here, because look what happened yesterday in New York City. You know, I have friends that live around there. It's terrible.
Well, and you know, we just had the attack of the guy who hopped on the curb and ran people over on the bike path. You had this failed attempted at a suicide bombing, is what it looks like. I mean, perhaps there was a little bit of a miracle in that, because who knows how many people could have been seriously wounded or even killed had he successfully have detonated that bomb. And, of course, Schumer and de Blasio and Cuomo have done nothing for the safety of New York. They have done nothing for the people of New York City. And if I lived in New York City, I would be so ticked off right now at the leadership in New York, I wouldn't even be able to handle it. What you have in California and New York right now is such an abomination to common sense and just righteousness and dignity and just basic protecting your constituency. It's absurd what's happening in New York and California. And then they tax their people. They tax their people into poverty. They destroy the inner cities, and then they tell you they care about you, and they do nothing for you. I'm sorry. Thank you so much for the call, Sam. I don't know how these people get elected. Oh, wait, yeah, I do. Illegal votes. That's why they care about the non-citizens. That's why they want the sanctuary cities. That's why they want the open borders. That's why they want the chain migration. They don't give a damn about these people. They just want their vote, and they know they couldn't win an election without it. Kevin in West Virginia, how are your eardrums?
Hey, Mr. Owen, I'm glad that you're safe from Saturday and, you know, nothing actually happened to you. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about, well, there was a couple, but the first one with the sexual allegation, I'm not saying that you're wrong, but I'm seeing another perspective. And what I'm looking at is, look at the Democrat on the Democratic side, the ones that have went down with the sexual allegation. I believe somebody is clearing the competition for her 2020 run.
I would disagree with that, and I'm not sure if you are meaning Kamala Harris or Michelle Obama with that. The only reason I disagree with that is because if you look at the way... basically, what they're doing here is they're clearing out the seats that they feel like they can't lose. Like a Franken in Minnesota, you know, a Conyers, they feel like they can win those seats back. No problem. Or Conyers can just, I guess, insert his son in there, you know, whatever he thinks he can do with that. So And I mean, it's not like the big names have really fallen here. I mean, no Conyers running for president. No, a Franken running for president. Yeah, I just don't really see that either. So it's an interesting angle. I just don't really see that as the case. Again, I think that this is all about just creating the environment to accuse Trump again and then hope it sticks the second time around. Thank you for the call, Kevin. Let's go to John calling in from San Diego. You got 60 seconds. John, go ahead.
Yeah, the Western civilization where we glorify sex on the media and make everyone walk around and next to nothing. And then we wonder why the grown men in this culture are all screwed up sexually.
And you know what? And just to expand on that point, everyone sitting here virtue signaling like we're getting rid of the trash and the scum in Hollywood. I'm sorry, Hollywood is still selling sex like it's their job.
And also, but we're never going to be well as a society until we demand the truth, namely LennonMurderTruth.com, and put Stephen King away for killing John Lennon.
So you want the truth about John Lennon's murder?
Don't put Stephen King away for killing John Lennon in a government plot, and we're a sick country, generally.
Well, look, again, that's why it's so fake to me. This is the same industry that just sells pornography and sex and all this stuff and you know, objectification of women and trying to virtue signal to us. Give me a break.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Well, that's beautiful Christmas music you're hearing right there. Yeah, just give me that a little bit.
We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is a bluebird.
But if you're on a college campus in America, universities are striving for a Christmas-free campus. This is from Campus Reform. Yeah, there's another story here. Here it is. This is from National Review. University use end of fiscal year party instead of holiday party in order to be inclusive. Man. Oh, man, can you imagine if that, honestly, you know what, I just thank the good Lord, thank God that I did not fall victim to this liberal brainwashing. Thank God that the listeners of the Alex Jones Show and Infowars.com/show do not fall victim to the liberal indoctrination. So, get rid of Christmas, even though that's our tradition, that's our culture, and Christians and Catholics and those group of people that celebrate Christmas as part of their religious tradition aren't blowing people up in the name of their religion. Get rid of Christmas and then move over, Islamophobes, because we're bringing the Muslims in here, and don't say anything bad about it or you're a racist, even though Islam is not a race. So these people are all, you know what? They're Christmasists. So we've got university Christmasists that want to ban Christmas. But if you say anything negative about someone wearing a burqa, you're probably going to get suspended. Or you go on the student radio and you say the word tranny, you're probably going to get suspended. Or you use the wrong pronoun and you call a transgender person a he or she when they may not know what they are that day, you're going to be suspended. So, I mean, hey, send your kids to college. Let's go to Lisa in Texas. She says she used to work for the police. She wants to talk about the hashtag Me Too movement. It's the Time Person of the Year. Even though if it wasn't for Trump, the Me Too movement would have never happened. The Me Too movement is the Time Person of the Year. And even though the leader of it said she's a nasty woman happily in front of a million people. Go ahead, Lisa.
Yeah, I want to make a statement about this. Some people can believe me or not. They can disagree. I really don't care at this point because I'm sick of this hashtag Me Too crap. Okay, so yeah, the Weinstein, the pedo dem type libtard people that started all this crap in the 90s with the Clintons,
right.
They caused this false hashtag Me Too campaign that they're using on Trump now. Okay, so you remember back in the 2016 election, the whole locker room talk saying that, you know, Trump had to come out and say, well, it's true. Men and women both do it, okay? If you think for one second that women don't talk about men's packages or how they can get back at men for blaming them on false rape and sexual assault, you're wrong. I worked as a dispatcher for 3 police departments and 1 sheriff's department. I took calls from women who did this as a stunt and made false accusations to get back at most men. And look, it's the last 2 generations that's been following the Hollywood people that you have to look at in a certain way, because they did this. They wanted women to look a certain way, to act a certain way. And women didn't go against this because they wanted to be stars, okay?
Yeah, they knew what they were getting into.
Now they're making it hard for good, knowledgeable, smart women to get a man, because we're supposed to think that all men are pigs.
But let's go one step further with this. Not only are they scorching the earth of normal interactions between men or women, which, you know, maybe it gets inappropriate, maybe it doesn't. Okay, then you can raise awareness. But we can't even have a real conversation about this anymore. You can't even bring up the point you just had anymore, or you're considered insensitive. Or I remember, see, this is the strangest thing about it to me. I had multiple times growing up where there were girls that, let's just say, they got more inebriated than they expected, and they did things that they regretted with boys, and then in turn, in the stage of regret, started making accusations. A few of them even went to the police with these accusations that were nothing more than regrets. Okay, so there's that angle, but where is that being discussed? Where is the angle that you just got brought up being discussed, where women will give false accusations in order to get back at a man? We're not even allowed to have that discussion now, because the environment that they've created is so politically charged and now so PC, where if you doubt any of these women, you're a bigot, you hate women. And, you know, and again, this whole locker room talk thing. Yes, probably men have more, let's just say, dirty mouths than women. But don't sit here and act for one second like there's women out there that don't talk like that, too. I mean, give me a break.
They're all over the country.
How about Amy Schumer? How about Lena Dunham? How about Chelsea Handler? These are some of the most foul-mouthed women on television.
Hey, listen, let me make one last statement. Women on this whole Roy Moore thing, and now they're coming back out on Trump. They're not saying these things like, oh, we were silent because we were scared. There has been a system in place for years. Trust me. I took the phone calls. I made the reports. I helped the police. You could file an actual complaint on any case. This is all crazy Democratic Hollywood politics in play to try to take Trump out of office, because if you were truly assaulted or raped or harassed by a man or a woman, depending on which way you go, which I don't care, they wanted a man or a woman with money so that they could go out, get their plastic surgery, wear their hair the way they wanted to, get their high-priced clothes, and have their own affairs. That's plain and simple.
Now, do you believe when you were working with the police that you dealt with cases where women were trying to fabricate charges against men for assault or rape?
Oh, yes. Yes, they would actually say, oh, I'm just, you know, he made me mad, so I'm just trying to, you know, get back at it.
Wow. Now let me ask you this, because, look, as a man, I want some legal protection for this, and I would even say to protect real victims of sexual assault, that this needs to be instituted into our judicial system, where if you're a woman and you make a false accusation against a man for sexual assault or whatever it is, and it's deliberately false, they then need the same punishment that the man would have had if it were true. What do you think about that?
I actually agree with you on that. You know, but really, I don't know where we're going to start. I mean, if we have to, like, bow down to the liberal ideologies nowadays and be politically correct. But I'll give you another example. My daughter goes to college, and Muslim women in her same program that she's taking in college, they get free college, where we're struggling to pay her tuition.
Well, just a real quick comment on that college stuff, too. Not only what you're saying is accurate, I met a lot of people from Muslim countries that weren't really practicing Muslims. You know, the females didn't wear the hijab and all that stuff. But the ones that do are some of the most empowered people by the university. They walk around like they own the place. They walk around like they're untouchable. And you know why that is? Because that's how the university treats them. So what Lisa was saying was right. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Question they don't want you to ask. He has the answer they don't want you to hear. He is Alex Jones. Under my
thumb. All right, so right before I'm coming in here, I'm seeing that there's Democrats on the Hill that are now calling for a special counsel into the accusations made against Trump. Let's say Trump is the abominable snowman. Let's launch a special counsel. Trump's the Easter bunny. Let's launch a special counsel. Oh, my gosh. There it is. Wow. 59 female lawmakers call for oversight probe into sexual allegations against Trump. Now, I'm not sure if that means, I'm not sure what that means. I can only make assumptions, but. So one of the crew members here was making a point about filing false police reports and how there's already, that already exists, where if you file a false police report, you can get arrested. But here's the difference. That's not how these cases are handled, where if you make a charge against someone for rape or assault and you get proved guilty, they don't look at that as filing a false report. It's all about a philosophy. And so the system looks at that individual that filed the charges and said, sorry, your philosophy was wrong, or sorry, what you thought was sexual assault simply wasn't. So they don't view it as an intentional case, an intentionally fabricated case, and there's no follow-up investigation into that. It's just case closed. So that's the real difference here. If you get charged with filing a false police report, that's like you rob your own liquor store, and then you call the cops and say your liquor store got robbed, and then they see that all the bottles are in your truck. So, you know, those are the type of things that gets into filing a false police report. But if you look at cases with like hockey players like Patrick Kane or what's going on with Nelly right now, they get charged with these sexual assault things, and they're saying the whole time it's not true, it's fabricated. Who knows the motive behind it? Maybe the woman just wants fame. Maybe she just wants money. Oh, I'm sure that never happens. So see, they don't look into the motive there. They just say, oh, sorry, we looked at the case. You just didn't have a case. Sorry, nice try. They don't come back and say, were you intentionally charging this man with false accusations? And then by the time the litigation is finished, the men defending themselves are so worn out with the case, they're just like, just get it out of my sight. I don't even want to deal with it. So that's kind of the difference there. But now you have lawmakers calling for a special counsel to investigate the Trump claim. So now we have to pay for the removal of our president. So now we, the people, are spending millions and millions of dollars for hush funds so that these sexual allegations against members of our government get silenced and brushed under the rug. How many of those are fake? We don't even get to know about that. How about that? You could have women knowing about this system, making these accusations, and then we just have to pay to silence them. I mean, this is so messed up, man. Again, and we wouldn't even know about all of this swamp activity if it wasn't for Trump getting elected. How about that? Let's go to Eddie, calling in from Arizona. Eddie disagrees with me. Go ahead, Eddie.
Well, I want to break this down. I want to have a discussion with you. I want to make some key points. You can have your staff right now look up. Mueller was not even eligible to be the FBI director when he met with Trump. It's a 10-year term by law. He was already given a 2-year extension. That's why I believe Mueller may be in on this. The recusal of Sessions was designed to give credibility to the case that is being run by.
Hold on, just pause it real quick. So you're of the side of things that you think Mueller is actually pretending to be going after Trump, but he's actually working with Trump.
Yes, and here's why. He wasn't even eligible. Have your guys look it up. There's a law. You can only have a 10-year thing. He was already given a 2-year extension. Number two, if Sessions had to recuse himself, if he was the one to come up with all the data against Hillary, it would have been looked slanted and partisan. This is a Trump 7D chess wizard time traveler deal, bro. It's crazy. But listen.
But he would have to be blackmailing Mueller into that because Mueller's already got the skeletons in his closet.
Yes, but I think he was given a choice. If you watch Christopher Wray, the new FBI director, before the House Judiciary Committee last week,
I watched
that
it.
It tells you the whole story right there, buddy. They kept asking him about the credibility. No one trusts the FBI. No one trusts the DOJ. If you were kidnapped, would you have your wife talk to the FBI? I wouldn't.
Yeah, but what do you expect Wray to do? Ray's not going to throw his FBI under the bus. I mean, he runs the FBI now. He's not going to slander the FBI.
And people, they have no credibility, and he kept deferring to the Inspector General's parallel investigation since January that no one even really knew about till a few weeks ago, and that is the reason we're getting all these nuggets and bombshells dropped about all the information. No one would have known about all of this collusion. We just learned yesterday about the or his wife working for Fusion GPS.
But that wasn't
that
Mueller,
from?
Though. Mueller, what is Mueller? I'm not disagreeing with you. Well, I do disagree with you, but I'm not saying you're inherently wrong. But what is Mueller actually produced, though? I mean, the or thing, well, that wasn't produced by Mueller, was it?
No, but what I'm saying is I think that's the inspector general who's been running a parallel investigation.
Oh,
here's
okay.
the deal. I think Mueller was sat down with Trump. That there was no possible way he could become the FBI director. It's against the law. I think he sat down with Trump and said, listen, you're mixed up in this. You can be the guy to bring back the respectability of the FBI and the DOJ, or you can go down as a criminal and a traitor to the country. Make your choice. And I think he chose this way. And I think the whole thing is to give credibility to the final information. We all know they haven't even talked about the Alon
brothers. So I see what you're saying. Okay, so not saying I agree with you, but you could be right. So Trump creates this scenario where they're so heavily invested in Mueller. They are the ones that have put all their eggs in Mueller's basket. And then the Trump base hates Mueller, can't stand Mueller. They think Mueller's out to get Trump. So then, when the moment of truth happens, you have this diametrically opposed reality that forces them to accept what Mueller's saying. And you think that's what Trump's doing?
They can't deny it. Remember how they hated Sessions, and then Sessions recused himself. They're like, you better not fire Jeff Sessions. There's going to be heck to pay, boy. Well, that whole thing was a scam. I think Sessions is in on it. Honestly, I think this is some crazy thing. Because if you look, remember that testimony, it came out specifically. The congressman from Florida said, I asked the FBI, well, you do know you have all of Hillary Clinton's emails backed up on the cloud. Why did you hide this? And you have the device. And Ray just said, I cannot refer to that. That's
yeah, I think you're talking about Matt Gaetz. And yes, there have been other people that have answered the same or have been asked the same questions and have had to say the same things like, well, I can't talk about an ongoing investigation. And it kind of hits you and you're like, oh, there's another investigation going on here. So I agree with you in the sense that I do think there's some stuff going on behind closed doors. I do think that Trump has some other pieces set up here where he plays the 60 wizard chess that we like to call it or whatever. I'm not totally sold on the Mueller thing yet, but let's just say the door's not locked on that. And I think that there could be some truth to that, but only time will tell. Eddie, thank you so much for the time. Great conversation. Let's go to Josh now. Also wants to talk about the Russian investigation. Go ahead, Josh.
Hi, Owen. Thanks for taking my call. That was a really interesting caller on that last one. But we know for sure that the DOJ and the FBI, through, you know, working in contact with Fusion GPS, that we're certainly corrupt, you know, and we've got Bruce Orr, we've got Peter Stroke, just clear swamp creatures. But now also we know that the judge who was providing over the Mike Flynn case had to recuse himself, Judge Rudolph Contreras. And it turns out this judge who was providing over the Mike Flynn case is one of the few judges that sits on the FISA court. So it could very well be possible that the same judge who was presiding over the Mike Flynn case signed off on the FISA warrant that was probably authorized using the dossier gathered by Fusion.
Right. And you know, the other interesting ripple that goes back to the previous caller, Eddie, we've kind of made the connections with all the collusion to go after Trump with the fake Russian probe. And Mueller's not actually in that web. It's the Orrs, it's the Obamas, it's the Clintons and the DNC. This is crazy.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's the InfoWars Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza, and it's a live 34-hour broadcast next Monday. And you know where to go to find that, InfoWars.com/show. But of course, this week is Christmas week at InfoWarsStore.com. And what does that mean? Big savings, big specials, and big sales for you at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's just take a look at some of these big discounts we have right now for Christmas week at InfoWarsStore.com. You've got Brain Force, 50% off. You've got Silver Bullet, 67% off. You've got Super Male Vitality, 50% off. You've got the entire line of Super Blue fluoride-free products. That's the toothpaste. That's the mouthwash. 50% off. How about 50% off the new product,
Alpha Power at InfoWarsStore.com. Another new product we have is also 50% off. That's the real Red Pill at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force is currently 33% off. Survival Shield, 50% off. Knockout, 50% off. Prostaguard, 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. Here's a big one. InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, 50% off. InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, 50% off. Now, that's already big savings. And, of course, this is insurance you can eat in case of a disaster, whether it be an earthquake, power outage, what have you. And it's 50% off. That's big savings. But then, on top of that, free shipping store-wide. So now you're talking hundreds of dollars of savings, perhaps even thousands with some of those bigger select storable food packages we have. Just huge savings. And if you're on the fence about storable food, now is the time. Take advantage of Christmas week at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off storable food, 50% off emergency food supplies, and free shipping store-wide. So no matter how many products you get, no matter how big they are, if they're some of our bigger products, such as the air filters or the water filters, which are a necessity for your home, 50% off store-wide free shipping. And don't forget now, a good Christmas gift idea, the InfoWars Store e-gift card. The InfoWars Store e-gift card, a great opportunity to let people know about InfoWars.com and InfoWarsStore.com, all of the great supplements we have there. It comes in $25, $50, $100, or $150. That's the InfoWars Store e-gift card. So that way, if you're not sure what somebody might like for Christmas on our website, you just give them that gift card, and then they can go ahead and take advantage for themselves. And right now, with the 50% off, it seems like half the store, and then the free shipping store-wide. Now is the time. Maybe you want to give a Christmas gift early at InfoWarsStore.com during Christmas week. And, of course, the Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza is next Monday, 34-hour live broadcast. Tonight, we have extended live coverage as well. Live coverage of the Alabama State Senate race. Alex Jones will be back in the big seat right here at about 6 p.m. at InfoWars.com/show. So spread that link. We're going to be covering the Alabama Senate race live, Roy Moore versus Doug Jones. Don't tune in to the fake news media, CNN, MSNBC, for your coverage of the election results tonight. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Spread those links and help us trump the fake news. Let's just go back out to the phone lines here. We've got them loaded up. We've got Sam calling in from Mexico, who's been holding the longest. Go ahead, Sam.
Oh, and I am loving the Super Blue.
Squeaky clean teeth.
Yeah, the whole industry is going to have to follow your science as this comes out more and more.
Yeah, we really do groundbreaking products. We had a groundbreaking product in DNA Force that the market's trying to keep up with, and I think they're going to have to do the same thing with Super Blue. I think you're right.
All the fluoride-free toothpaste are actually halogen-free, and I've used them all, and I feel that my teeth are deficient of the halogen, and having the iodine in there, it's never been done before. It's going to change the world.
Yeah, and for someone, I have gum disease that runs in my family, so my gums are typically inflamed. They get inflamed easily. Ever since I started using Super Blue, like, never inflamed anymore. It's incredible.
And there's no saccharin in it either. All these toothpastes have saccharin in them. It's a horrible toxic sweetener. So you guys have done away with that. And, you know, here in Mexico, we can't just rinse out your toothbrush in the faucet water.
Yeah.
So, having that colloidal silver, it really keeps the growth down. You know, your toothbrush doesn't start stinking. It's fantastic.
Wow.
Anybody hasn't tried that, I'd encourage them to. And the first thing I wanted to tell you is that you're right from the Bible that false accusers are to be punished. It's right in Deuteronomy 19, verse 16, begins to talk about false witnesses. Verse 19 prescribes the penalty, and the penalty for a false witness is the penalty of the crime that they accused their neighbor of falsely. So whatever crime they accuse them of, the penalty for that, that's what the false witness is supposed to be punished with.
Yeah, and a lot of times you may think it's hard to get down to that and say, well, how can we prove motive that this person was filing these false allegations intentionally to destroy their, you know, whoever they're suing? But as the police officer said, you know, they admit it. You know, if you're that emboldened to file a false report to try to destroy someone's life, you're probably bold enough to tell someone, too. And that's basically what that police officer was saying.
Yeah, we need to bring people down for that. And I'm glad it's starting to happen. This is one of the great things that's happening in our country right now. And under Trump, we're getting rid of a lot of judges. Trump's fired so many judges that were really not square. Not
yeah, and then appointing conservatives to those seats, too.
Yeah, conservatives and Christians and people that aren't afraid.
Yeah, you know, common sense people.
Bible. Common sense people, for sure.
Next thing, if we could move to another point, I wanted to respond. There was a preacher came on the other day, and I do preach gospel alone. I'm actually in Mexico doing that right now. It's why I live here. I travel the world from my base in Chihuahua, Mexico, and heal the sick, cast out devils, and preach Jesus. But a preacher came on and really scolded Alex the other day, and that guy was out of line. And he was talking about the pre-tribulation rapture, which Alex is against. And I got to say that Alex's position is well within historical orthodoxy, for first. And second, a lot of times the focus on what's called the Great Tribulation or the time of Jacob's trouble in the Bible is a convenient segue to get away from the thought of regular tribulation. There are more people in slavery and more Christians and Jews are being killed around the world.
Well, and, yeah, exactly. Let's be perfectly clear about this. You know, all the studies, all the data is out now. Christians are the most targeted group for hate crimes in the world. That's the stats are out about that. That's undeniable. They'll try to say it's Muslims. That's not true. And if it was Muslims, it would be by other Muslims. But as far as, you know, the rapture and all that, I mean, who am I to say that I can know for sure, you know, when a rapture is? I mean, I look at what's going on in California, and I'm wondering if they're not experiencing that right now. I mean, when you've got murderers that can get away with it, you've got fires burning down half of L.A., you've got Hollywood completely collapsing, you've got the sanctuary cities, you've got the... I mean, it's just out of control. You can't call someone by the wrong pronoun, but you can give someone AIDS knowingly and, you know, infect them. So maybe they're already going through that in California. You know, maybe they're already going through that in Libya, where the slave trade is now back again thanks to Hillary Clinton's policy. So, yeah, you've got that going on. Let's go to Steve, who's actually... Oh, and Sam, maybe you need to get up to California. They got some demons up there they need slayed. Thank you for the call, Sam. Let's go to Steve, who's actually calling in from California. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, hi, Owen. No, it's Demifornia, not California.
Commifornia.
You know, but, you know, to get up in all this, you know, these illegals being... Well, first, Alex Jones and you, the whole show, even before you were hired, saved my life. I was very sick, getting flu shots. I was a complete zombie, me and my wife. And I saw this guy named Alex Jones on Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura a few years ago. And I said, well, who's this guy? And I started listening, started watching. Haven't had a flu shot in 5 years, or 6 years, actually. And we've never been sick except for one food poisoning and an overheating incident. And I just want to say thank you for that. And but the other thing is, this thing, California, it's never going to stop. It's these Democrats are fully psycho.
It's unbelievable, man. How do you explain that?
So out of control, Maxine, these people. I mean, I see pictures of Feinstein and her fingers on the trigger of an AK-47 with a 100-pound mag. Very scary. I'm triggered now.
Nancy Pelosi. I mean, do I need to say it? Do I need to say that Nancy Pelosi is a completely brain-dead individual? Do I need to tell you that?
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. but it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.